All right, so we're in the Mishnah, Shavuot Shav. One example is the Mishnah is Nishbel Vato as a mitzvah. Shlo lasei sukkah, shlo yit alulav, shlo yinayach tefillin. Stam is the Mishnah with the question. Misha says, Shlalasa is sukkah. Right? Don't say Lalasha is sukkah, Lalasa is sukkah. That the Misha is saying is that's called Nishbel Vatlas a mitzvah. So here's a Shia the Grada. Is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah, Asiyas a sukkah? Or not? Ash is only Hashem mitzvah. But you do a. Makis here. You do it in famous Rashi. Makis. Famous Rashi Makis by the Makis Daf Ches. Makis here. The Rashi says it's a little bit about Gabe. When there's a mitzvah, so without going to the whole sugya over there, Rashi says, where's Rashi? La mitzvah, kaisa, la milsa. Cutting the wood, if you have wood, then it's not a mitzvah. The cutting is not a mitzvah. The Gemara is asking whether in case of chopping the wood, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara is ain chatava mitzvah el asiyas asukah. I'm not going to find it. El asiyas asukah. Now she's mashma that cutting the wood for the sukkah, that's just hechsher mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is asiyas asukah. So that would be a shtickle smach, maybe, from our Mishnah. Now our Mishnah lists in the Nishbel Vatlas a mitzvah, one of the examples is Shlalasa sukkah. It's mashma is a mitzvah to make a sukkah. And that's the famous Shiltas. I think it's in the last or the second last Shiltas, Kuf Samach Vav, I think maybe, in Zayas Bracha. The Shiltas says, Lashin, mitzvah to make a sukkah. It says because it's chagasukas tasalacha. Chagasukas tasalacha. That's what it means in the pasuk. That would be the makar that there's a mitzvah. Chagasukas tasalacha. It may be going on the season sukkah. And the nitziv over there has an arichas that he has a yisoid that even the heksha mitzvah where the Torah mentions the heksha mitzvah. Then say it's part of the mitzvah. Upon him, there is a makar and rishonim to say there is a mitzvah to make a sukkah. Rashi, Makis, and the Shultis, and Zayis Bracha, and maybe the Shmach from our Mishnah. The shayla is, the Rambam. Sometimes talks about the asiyas asukah. Sometimes about the leishim asukah. In Rambam over here by Perak Aleph Halacha Vav, So here the Rambam says, on our Mishnah, yeah, Rambam has leishah b'sukkah. He doesn't say, like the Mishnah says, laseh sukkah. So it could be fakir, it could be, and maybe the, when Mishnah says chagas chukas taslucha really means chukas teishu shulchan. I don't know. Akuponim, the Rambam, when he quotes our Gemara, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, the Rambam switches from Lasa Sukkah to Leisha B'Sukkah. What?
Isn't there two different
Sukkahs? Sukkahs Teishu is Yom, yeah. Same. Akuponim, that's why I echo. The Rambam sounds like he's learning on Mishnah Lav Dafka, the season. So we're talking about the Leisha B'Sukkah. Rambam Lav Dafka is the Mishnah. I mean, then the truth of the matter is for Karet. If the Mishnah means Leisha B'Sukkah, then you could clear. Yeah, no. See, true matters, though, Rambam in Perek Hei, Halacha Tezvav, Rambam says, Ketzad, Kagoy Shanishba, Shal Yasa Sukkah, Shal Yilbash Tefillin, Shal Yitz Eden Tzedakah. Kol Nishbata Samitz, Vloy Bito, His Pata Mishua Is Bito, Yiv Loikim Shem Shua Shav, Rambam says. Ketzad, Nishba Shal Yasa Sukkah. So the Rambam, it's hard to know. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, there he talks about Leisha B'Sukkah, and Perek Hei, Halacha Tezvav, there he talks about Lasa Sukkah. So it's hard to be dag in the Rambam. But I'm just saying, if we learn our mission is talking about Leisha B'Sukkah, not Lasa Sukkah, so then that means that we can really clear what's Taka Din if he makes a Shvua not to make a Sukkah. In other words, it was outside that there is no mitzvah, per se, in making a sukkah. So if a guy makes a shvua not to make a sukkah, is a shvua going to be chal? If I day zeh, l'maisa, he'll be mivatel the mitzvah of sukkah. There's no sukkah in town, right? So by him saying, I'm not going to make a sukkah, shvua not to make a sukkah, will the shvua be chal? Or we say that since he has a chiv to sit in the sukkah, so then if he's not going to be able to make a sukkah, then he's not going to send a sukkah, that's called Nishba Levatlas a Mitzvah, even because indirectly his Shvua is against the Mitzvah. And the Mitzvah is going against the Mitzvah. So here, an argument could be made, maybe the Shvua should be Chal, even though it might be, I think I'm right from the Shulchan Aruch, not like that, because maybe a Shvua against the Mitzvah, where it's indirect, one could argue that will be like Neder. Why is a Neder, wasn't there Neder in Shvua, Moshi, having a Levatlas a Mitzvah? What? No, why is this chal and this one not chal?
Because
here you're not going directly against the Torah, right? But neither, if I say yeshiva sukkah lai, I'm not going directly against the Torah, right? If I say shua shla yeshiva sukkah, Torah says you have to sit in the sukkah, and I'm saying I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. That's Rishonim say. That's the hazm of the Gemara and the Dorim. So now, if a guy makes a shvua not to make a sukkah, assuming there's no mitzvah per se making a sukkah, so then one could maybe argue that that would be like neder. Maybe it's chal. Since indirect, it's just like by neder. Since I'm not going directly against the Torah, it's chal. So by shvua, a shvua not to make a sukkah is also not going directly against the Torah. The Torah doesn't say make a sukkah. Again, assuming there's no mitzvah to make a sukkah. The Torah doesn't say make a sukkah. The Torah says in the sukkah. So I'm saying I'm not going to make a sukkah. True. I did my shvua, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. But I'm not going directly against the Torah. Therefore, an argument could be made that vakeret, that if the Mishnah is lav dafka, then it's dafka loy. And if you make a shvua not to make a sukkah, then the shvua perhaps would be chal. So you know, there's a din recently I just saw in Shulchan Aruch. I always thought this way. Then recently I have to work this out. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch about if he makes a shvua not to marry a woman. So over there it was mashma that wouldn't be. There was mashma that was. We'll leave that for now. Agapanim, there might be a problem from the shlach. I have to look at it again. Anyway, that's the ha'ara legabe the lashon ha'mishnah. It says shvu shlay. There's no carbon shvua for a shvua shav. So the Dvalva here handles the shayla. What's the deal? Guy mitzvah batal nishbal batal mitzvah derabbanan. And this shaylo is in two ifanim. When you nishbal batal a mitzvah asay, you're not gonna eat matzah well sheni shel pesach gal kaisis mara Hanukkah Megillah chulu. So, and it's also in Geya. The guy makes a shvua that he's gonna be over nisr rabbanon b'kum vasei nishba lechol shum lishal gid nishba lishalim ribis. So there's two ifanim of this shayla. Nishba levat the mitzvah say the shalder rabbanon or mitzvah levat the mitzvah leisa say with the mitzvah levat mitzvah say meaning b'shaval tais you're not gonna do the mitzvah or mitzvah levat the isr rabbanon. So the Ritva says that he's talking about when it's a question of he first he's talking about a case where Levat the Mitzvah Rabbanon Mitzvah Save Rabbanon. So he says that it's better that Sheval Taisa. It's better to mevatel the mitzvah, and it shouldn't be oiker. Valtasa mishiach shvur shel tayr b'dayim. Mishiach shel tayr b'dayim. So what should he do? It's better to mekayim his shvur, even though he's gonna be oiver. They won't be mekayim his drabana. Shekayim shvuasai the mut of shivatl mitzvah shel devrayim b'sheval taisa mishiach shvur shel tayr b'dayim. Okay, then he quotes the Gemara, Nazir, where the Gemara said a pasuk that says that Naziris is chal on yayin shel mitzvah. The Gemara says if yayin shel kiddush v'avdola muj b'vayim v'arasinai. Mujvayim v'arasinai. So Rebbe Tam learns over there. And what does that mean? It's Lashon B'tmiya. That you don't need a pasuk to tell me that Naziris is chal to mevatel Kiddush. Because it's Drabbanan. It's Drabbanan. That Kol Shenish B'lav is a Faker, right? So what do we see from that? We see what does Rebbe Tam say? Chimush b'vayim v'arasinai. Is it that mush b'vayim? It's not mush b'vayim. So of course, the naziris that says the naziris is chal to mevatel the mitzvah. If a male, the guy swears not to eat matzah. Same thing. It's in Zondra Banan. The shvuah is chal. So that's by Nishba Levat L'mitzah Seh. What about Nishba Levat L'mitzah L'mitzah Seh? Where there, Yeshua is telling you to be over on the mitzvah B'kum V'aseh. So that Ritva says, is already a different story. There is Ritva says, also for carrots, also Shabbat Taisa. And you shouldn't, even though Shavuot is Chal, but it's also for you to drink, also you to be Mekayim Yeshua. For carrots, Mutav Shivat L'Shavuot, B'Shabbat Taisa, Mashiach, Yisum, Rabbanon, B'Yadayim. The Bez, the Mas, and the Lach, and the Atar, B'Shabbat Taisa. He marshals the sugya in Yevamos, and we say that Yesh Koyach Biat Chachamim Laker Dov Matar B'Shevel Taisa. That's why Chazal are able to be oiker the Chiv Tzitzis by Begish Al Pishtan, and that's why they're oiker the Mitzvah of Lulav, Mitzvah of Shaifer, Hashem Yavirenu. Because Yesh Koyach Biacham Lach Adam Natar B'Shevel Taisa. So Meili says over here also. If a guy made a shvuah to eat Shum Nishal Gid, yeah, Chayel V'Rabbanan, he makes a shvuah to pay ribbis, yeah, ribbis Avak ribbis. So we say don't do it. Why? Because Chazal have a koyach lack of dam natayr b'shaval taisa. It seems like Yeshua is mechayiv you to eat the shum nishal gid. Chazal, just like they can be oiker mitzvah b'shaval taisa, they can be oiker the shvua, the chiv to mechayiv shvua also b'shaval taisa. Now, even though the Ritva says this, but still he says, Avada, mi ukol she'efshe lahatir loy shvuasay matirin, k'deil kayim eshtayim. And it's interesting, he says, you have to matir a shvua. Kol she'efshe lahatir shvuasay matirin loy. So the Ritva talks about being matir a shvua two places. The first place we just said, "Mi kol she'ef shalat lahatir lo shvasai matirin k'del kaimis hashteim." Then he goes on and talks about the shayla by a guy makes a shvua to pay ribbis the rabbanon. So again, he says, "We don't tell him to act on his shvua." But there he says, "Im kol ze mutav she'atir lo shvasai." There he says it's a weaker lashon. And I was told that Zev asked, what's the Lashon Mutav? Why is it just Mutav? L'chaira, it's a Chiv. It's a Mutav sounds like it's better. It's a, you know, you're better off if you're Shoyl on the Nether. So first of all, Mestam Esvari Shaft, and also the Chayra, earlier on, he said, Miu Kol She'ef Shal Ha'at L'Sh V'Asay Matirin. Yeah, there it sounds like you have to do it. It's not just Mutav. So Lashon Mutav later on is a little bit strange. Now, so it's interesting. I was talking to Abraham this morning that if the Ritva marshals the Gemara in Yevamos, I mean, the Ritva is saying that when a guy makes a shvua to be over Nisra Rabbanan, to eat Shum Nishal Gid, yeah? So we say Shevel Taisa. The Hainu, he says, Yesh Koyach Be'achon Lach Adav Menatayra. Chazal have a Koyach to be Oik Adav Menatayra, B'Shevel Taisa. Right, it's mashmud. It's an akira. I mean, just like if a guy is wearing a beged of sadin, a beged of pishtan, he doesn't wear tzitzis, so we don't say he's over nisser. It's mutter, right? We don't say if a guy doesn't blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah Chalitz b'Shabbes, we don't say he's over nisser because Chazal yesh karech b'achom lakdam b'atayra. So Mele here also, if Chazal wa'iker the shvua, the chiv shvua, you know, you shouldn't be over on this drabanan. So then, why should you have to be shayel? So the answer is l'chayra, that Chazal will only iker if you have no other choice. Right? If you're stuck, and push comes to shove, you have two choices in front of you. Either be over this or drabanan b'kum vaseh, or, and then be mekayim your shvua, or not be over Rabbanon and to Mevatel Yishvua, so then Chazal will say that we're Oik of the Shvua. But if you have an Eitzah, Harei B'Shvua, you have an Eitzah to Mat the Neder, to be Shoyal Chacham on the Shvua. If you have an Eitzah, then Avada, then we can say Chazal will never Oiker, will never Oiker. Chazal says, go Bishoyal. If you have a way out, you can have your cake and eat it too, so then go ahead Bishoyal, and therefore that avoids the whole problem.
By Shofar and everything, it's that we're worried that they're
going to
walk up.
So what? That's why they did it. But the koyach is yesh koyach lam
terer. Even though there's an
eitz,
I'm saying there's an
eitz,
and we still say.
What's the eitz? No, Chazal said no. What do you mean no eitz? Why is there an eitz? Chazal said no.
You're saying there's Chazal only say no where there's no
eitz. But there Chazal said Chazal Riker over there. Chazal were guys, and they said don't blow Shofar. Period. Chazal said it over there. Over here they didn't say it. What? Over here they didn't say it. Because here you have an eitz, they didn't say it. And then Chazal said it. And what's your eitz anyway?
That you keep it, not carry, I'm saying.
Women don't carry. The chashim and me will carry. What do you mean?
Right, but where.
So what's Chazal worried?
Carry, but if there, let's say there's
in shul,
we
say. What? Let me keep it in shul. But the guy, the Shmeka Tekana, knows a lot to have a shayfer at home. It's not very practical. Everyone has been in shul. You have 500 shayfers in shul. No shayfers. Rosh Hashanah, you don't have a shayfer at home. Okay, I don't know if that's an eitzah. Sorry.
I'm saying yes.
If he couldn't be shayel for whatever reason, there's no rabbi in town to be shayel, or the neder was a neder, there was hudu al das rabbi, and he couldn't be shayel, or for whatever 100 other reasons he couldn't be shayel. Yeah. Couldn't find Pesach Harata, then bottom line, Chazal say, that Rizva says that Yishtal Zutzutir Dinu V'yeshkei Racham. So the Rizva says in Mail, in the case of the Ribbis, so he says, if a guy makes a Shua, so then we say, Avak Ribbis, we say, not to pay the ribbis. Now, over this time, the Rav at the end has a bit of a discussion. What happens if the shvua was not just on the ribbis? The guy made a shvua to pay the karen and the ribbis. It wasn't shvua just on the ribbis, on avak ribbis. The shvua on the karen and the ribbis. So what do you do then? So here, the Rav says, okay, if you're going to be shayel, so then the din is neder shebatel mitzasai, batel kulay. So even though you want to only be shayel on the chalik of the ribbis, that's all we need to be shayel. We don't care about the karen, if it makes a shvut to pay the karen. You know, I was wondering, if a shvut made the karen, why isn't it nishbal kaimis a mitzvah? So maybe the bohol is chal for malchus, basically. So he says, if you're shayel, so mele the whole thing is batel. But then in fact, he seems to be misupik, and this way the Radvaz explains it in Tshuva, that he's misupik, that maybe in Cain, we shouldn't be, if the ned was on both, so then we shouldn't be shayel. Why? Because if we're going to be shayel on the ribbis, then what's going to happen? The shvua to pay the karen, which is a legit shvua, right? That shvua will also become batel. That means that we're giving a knas. In other words, the malva is going to lose out because of this, right? The malva is going to lose out because if the guy has a shvua to pay, he'll pay quicker than if he doesn't have a shvua to pay, right? Uvda, he made the guy make a shvua, right? He made the guy make a shvua because he didn't trust the guy. The guy's going to pay without the shvua. So what are we doing? If we're going to be shy on the shvua of the ribbis, so that's what we're giving the malva knas, so to speak, of not having the shvua on the karen because he made the guy make a shvua on the ribbis. And that he says, that's a shiloh. That is a mesubah. Do we say kansin and shaygot the mezid? Kashin karen off the ribbis. Are we? Do we make a knas on something that's legit, or to something that's not? that he's misupik about that. The mitzarachim is that not the loy v'nikna is al chaveroi sheshbioi heteirat u'isur. That's the shal. Are you? Can you make a knas at teirat u'isur? Top akbarim. That's the sheet of the Ritva that by nishba levatul mitzvah. So if the mitzvah says, so both of the mitzvahs say mitzvah is in the din of sheval taisa, the din of sheval taisa. Meaning by mitzvah levatul mitzvahs aseid rabbanon. So then Yeshua will be kaim. You're not going to eat the matzah on the second day of Pesach. If you need to eat shum nishal gid, then we say you're not ayim. So the truth of the matter is, it seems that this the shita of most Rishayim, even though it's a bit of balgan in the gedolei kadmanenu, if that in fact that's really the shita of all the Rishayim, because the Radvaz, for example, he assumes b'das haraj, records the future was haraj. Raj says that shvuah is chal, a shvuah is chal on the rabbanon, a shvuah nishbal batal mitzvah rabbanon or isra rabbanon the shvuah is chal. The Rajba brings a raya from the sugya on chav dalid, because Mora says Bishlam for Rish Lakish, it's Isa Balavahain. It's Isa Balavahain. So, where do we see right? What's the right from the Maishi that Shvuz Chal Levatl Rabbanon? What does Rish Lakish say? Chav Dalad? Chav Gimon Beis, Chav Bezim Beis, Chav Alpha Beis. What? Chatzishir. The Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, it's easy to blab, hey, you can make a shvua to eat chatzishir. Says the Raj, we see you can make a shvua to be over on an Issa Rabbana. There's Kumasei. To eat Nevela, it's Kumasei. The Rajma says the shvua is chal. You see, even the shvua is chal. That's the Rajma says. The male, the Radvaz assumes, and the Rajma says, if you don't eat it, you're at Yechayiv. Yeah? If you don't eat it, you chayiv. The Shuvas Rajba, a few places. Zakhtar Advaz, he assumes Vidas Rajba, that we tell you Taka to eat it. Man, your guy was Nishbal, Firish Lakish, to eat Chatzi Shir of Nevela, he has to be over and eat. That's what Advaz assumes. He assumes that if he has Kash and Radva, the Dirva is going against his Rebbe. Dirva by us. He quotes our Dirva. Mamish goes with our Dirva. Our Dirva is like a major marmakim in the Achrayim for this whole discussion. He says, our Dirva is a steer to the Rajba. So what's going on?
What does the Rajba say?
The Rajba brings a raya from the Shvuah Stav Chav Dalet that a Shvuah is Chal Levatol Issa Drabanan. And the Rajba even says a Lashon there that if you don't eat it, If you're over in your shvuah, then you're chayiv. You're over in your shvuah. What? So the Advaz is assuming that means that you actually have to go ahead and eat the chatishim nevela. Lemaisa. That's the Rajma says, if you don't do, you're chayiv. The Advaz understood from that that you have to, lemaisa be over. What?
It also said it's chayiv.
Correct.
So you're obviously.
What? Correct. So Chayr the Vaz Zapella, because it doesn't say anywhere in that Rajba that the Lamaisa, you have to eat it. The Rajba said if you don't eat it, you're Ivor, because the Shvuah is Chal. And like they said, the Rabbis also hold the Shvuah is Chal. Haraya, you need a Torah. Yeah? The Shvuah is Chal. You need a Torah. Yeah? 1 second. You need a Torah. Elamai. And Elamai, Rajma says it's the Shvuah is Chal. Yeah. Oh, 1 second. According to the Rajma says that you're Iver, yeah, you're Chayiv. According to Dva, if you don't eat it, are you Chayiv? If Yesh Karech Malcham Lakdom and Tarev, maybe that will be a Machlaikis, maybe. But not whether you have to eat it or not. There might be not anyway Machlaikis, right? If we're Medayik in the Ritva, Yeah, the Rav says that's midin yesh kach lachacham lach matar lach adab min atayra. Yeah, that means zechara fider dva yichayev. If you don't eat the shum nishal gid, are you chayev? Are you chayev? It could be not.
Adif the ritva.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, you're right, I was wondering about that, because this whole Asik with Yerushalmi is Masvid Shaila is what's damage control? What's the best of the two bad situations, right? So, okay, so I don't know. I was wondering about that, because, you know, we're talking. That's Rabbi Eimer was diagnosed as well. He says that Yesh Kaira Chama, that's Mashma, that they really can be accurate. But then you're right. It's Shigul Mashma. He talks about Shavat Hayis Adif. Sounds like Batsem. You are being Iver Nervas. And the whole Eisku Dushalmi is Mashma, which is, you know, the lesser of two evils. So Akapanim, Boz is Tainin good. The Chayra in the Rajba doesn't say in the Rajba, the Lamaisa doesn't say anywhere in the Rajba. Doesn't say anywhere in the Rajba, Lamaisa, you have to go ahead and be over on the Isser. Shtainish in the Rajba. Yeah? And therefore, it could be, he's just saying the Shvuah is Chal. And if you're over on the Shvuah, if you don't eat it, you're over on your Shvuah. He doesn't say, he doesn't argue in advance and say, Lamaisa, you have to go ahead and be over, be dying. If anything, doesn't the Rajma hug about Lamar?
But the Ritva says
so we're off the Ritva.
The Ritva
says that he's asking Sira and Vos. What?
Yeah.
He's asking Sira and Vos. That if the Vol learns that even if you're Bi'echanan, it's Chal, but the Din Shev al Tah, even by Neveil's Atreifis, Neveil's Shchutis, it's Chal, Lechol, Lechol, but the Din Shev al Taisa. So you see that Legabe Isa Behen, it's not enough that it's Chal if you're not going to be Mekayim it. So then if we say that by Derbonin is, it is Chal, it is Kol Isa Behen, then it has to be that you're actually doing it. Because if you're telling me that you don't end up eating it, you make a shvuah, Oichal Chatzi Shir Nevela. You don't tell the guy to eat it. Sheval Taisa. But yet that's called Isa Behen, because the shvuah is Chal. So why if Rabbi Eichon, if a guy makes a shvuah, Sheoichal Nevel Sheshchutis, we say also, the Shalmi says Chal B'Kailo, but then we say Sheval Taisa. Unless we said the Ramban, that once it's, we said the Ramban, we said yesterday, that it's Yotz L'Shav, since, no, that's me by the Ramban. It's Yotz L'Shav, because the Maya Sinai Mekayim, it was said, and the Ramban also, but, sorry, Tov.
We say Shavu Tassin, and therefore, and we say still, it's not a Him.
By the Ramban, we say, by Rabbi Yech, we say, it's not called Hain, even though it's Chal, since Lamaisa Shabbat Taisa, not called Isabain. So why be Rabbanon? So if Vedron was saying it, it must be that you actually eat it. That's Yosh Zahara. Okay? It's a good Hara. But all that's just saying is it would be a steer in the Ritvot. But I think the Raj himself, God holds it Balmar, that Adrab, we see that there is no Shvua. Right? We just had the Raj recently there. We see there's no Kailal Levatal Mitzvah. But So the truth of the matter is, there is a Rajba in the what's called Mecheses L'Ramban, which is really the Rajba. Who was the Rajba? Mecheses L'Ramban. For many years, people thought it was the Ramban, but then it was inspired that it's really the Rajba. but still got the name Chus Rashba Mechesis Ramban. Over there in Kuf Ayin, there he says Beferish, that you don't tell him to be Oyev Nis Rabbanon. He says, We find the concept. He grabbed doesn't shtel to the sugya in Yevamis. He eshkerech be'achom lach adav mitar b'shabal taisa. He says hamid levrayim. Maybe he's telling that hamid levrayim makom karis. You find by hazah, they said that you can't, hazah is a shvus. They say you can't do hazah, even though you're not going to be makar and pesach in chayiv karis. Akapanim, the Rashba in the Tshuva and Simakuf Ayin says Beferish. There's like three or four Tshuvas about this. If you look in the footnote in the Ritva over here, he actually does a very nice job over here in bringing down all the Shitas. And he brings down a number of Tshuvas and Rashbas, which aren't Beferish. But this one is Beferish, and the Rashba, the Almighty, so we don't tell him to be Iver. Now, the only what? No, he's saying even Malkum Karis we find him in the Devarim. Kolshkin by Shvua. Now there is a Rosh. Okay, the only Rishon Beferish that says that you are over on your Shvua on your Strabanon because you made a Shvua. It's true with the Rosh, but even the Rosh is a stira. Which the Machafrayim asks a stira in the Rosh. The true with the Rosh in Simon in Klal Yud Aleph Gimel Klal Yud Aleph Gimel. So he was talking about. Okay, it's like this. Mashal, the Nishbal Vat, the Mitzvah Rabbanon, Kriyas Megillah, etc. Good, you also get a Shetzik and Bizan the Gemara in Nazir. Says, Mia, Dava Pasha, the Shvua Chal, Akal, Mitzvah, the Rabbanon, the Osala Saisa, the Chainami, Osala Saisa, by Nishbal not to listen to Megillah. B'chei nami lavor avera drabanon yikayim shvuasai. Yeh betzalol. Lavor avera drabanon yikayim shvuasai. Pilaplayim. Here the Ritva says, a guy makes a shvua to eat, shomer shel gid, Yikayim Shvuasai. Yikayim Shvuasai. The Machle Frayim asks Thira that in Klal Ches, Simit HaZayin, there the Rosh has a shout like this. A guy made a shvua to pay back the loan by Zion Nisan. And turns out, the guy didn't realize, but Zion Nisan happens to be Shabbos. Okay? So what do? You have Nis Rabbanan of Tilta Mukta to pay back the loan. What? He made a shvua to pay back a loan by Zion Nissen. And Zion Nissen is on Shabbos. Says the Rosh. So first he says, the shvua is by Zion Nissen, so he should have to pay before. that avoids the problem. But let's say it's ready. Zayin Nisan, he didn't pay before. What does he do? So he says, first he handles the sheftes, give him mashkin, but then they say no, because lashon of shvuah was that he has to give money, he has to pay cash. No mashkin over here. The guy's fed up with the guy. The malva's fed up with the life. He wants no games. He wants cash. That was the shvuah. So he says the shvuah was chal. He says what? Oh, so he says, since he didn't know, here's Shabbai says, I'm an interesting rush. The Gerda on Daf, when we had the Ritzbo over there, we have a Shalmi. The Ritzbo said, because if it's not the perish against the Torah, only then does help out with Kailo. But the Rosh is saying that since he didn't know that at Zion Nisan was Shabbos, Mel Zok the Rosh, he tells the Shalmi by Matzah that since you didn't know, so Mel is not coldly going directly against the Torah, even without Kailo, he says. Sounds like. Well, at least by Drabon. Anyway, but the point is, he says, Vada Shvuah to pay back on Zion Nisan is Chal. Because since you didn't realize it was Shabbos, therefore it's Chal. Azay Zok the Rosh. Now, Zok the Rosh. Chimash, yeah? Chimash Liyada. So the question is, why doesn't he say that it's not, it's Drabbanan? Why does he say because it's Drabbanan? You hear everybody say. In fact, the Machne Ephraim, that if he knew, in fact, the Machne Ephraim was moving the Rosh, if he knew that Zayin Nisan was Shabbos, and he made the Shavuot, I'm going to pay you back on Zayin Nisan. Yeah? Yeah? Or he said on Zayin Nisan, till Zayin Nisan, and then it becomes Zayin, he didn't pay before, and now it's Zayin Nisan. Zavur, that if he knew that it was that Zayin Nisan was Shabbos, the Shavuot was not Chal.
Why?
Why is it Mavur, or why is it not Chal?
Why is it not Chal?
So that's the Kasha, I throw in Rabbanan. Because it's a Shavuot Shav, it's Nishma Vatlus a Mitzvah. It's Nishma Vatlus a Mitzvah, even though Chayr Mukta is only Rabbanan. What?
It's by Zayin Nisan, you're right.
So it's Kailo? Okay. What?
We're talking about without Kailo? On Zayin Nisan specifically?
One second.
Not even Kailo.
One second. Not by meaning Advad Bechal. Not until, including Zayin Nisan.
Was there anything? Okay.
One second. If Yadav Zayin Nisan Hu Shabbos Loichol Shvuas and the Nishbat List Rabban and Loichayil. What do you say?
Did he ever say that the case was that specifically on Shabbos?
No, he says. Shuvah Rayani. And now it's on Shabbos. What do you do? So that's what he's talking about. And here he says that even the Shua has to pay the cash. That he didn't realize that it ended up now it's Shabbos. Yeah. So he says the Shavuot is Chal. Why? Because you didn't know it was Shabbos. But if you knew it was Shabbos, then the Shavuot won't be Chal. But what's your problem that the Shavuot wasn't knocking the pay on Shabbos? Yeah. So what's Kail?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
no, we didn't Kail. What else? If he didn't see Dafka on Shabbos. He said by Shabbos.
Why isn't it Chal by Shabbos?
But why is it Chal on Shabbos, though? That's the question. Is it Shavuot Chal on Shabbos? That's Chal before that, we don't, that's Shkoyach. The question is it Chal that on Shabbos he has to pay? He has to be over this and books and pay. The Rosh is saying, Mashmi has to pay because the Shavuot is Chal. Because it wasn't, because he didn't know that it was against the Torah. What?
Even he's saying also the reason is because he didn't know. I'm saying
that
it shouldn't be the reason. It should be Chal.
What?
It's not the reason that he doesn't know.
Why?
Why does it matter? I'm saying it shouldn't matter whether he knows or not. Shabbos, no matter what.
Maybe that
can be us.
What? He doesn't hold Kyle. He doesn't hold Kyle Vatel. Maybe he doesn't hold Kyle Vatel.
The Rush,
yes. He learns Yerushalmi, he's not Kyle. He learns Yerushalmi, he's right after Yerushalmi. He learns Yerushalmi because you're not going against Terry directly. Who said Kyle helps the Vatel's mitzvah? Hey, Rosh also there's no love, Kyle. So, Achman, again, the Machlefayim says the Vayistah is in the Rosh, that if not for the fact, if he knew that Zion Nisan was Shabbos, then the Shvuah won't be Chal. I joined up on it. Mashma, that a Shvuah is not Chal, but Chal to be over on Isra Banan. So, Akapanim, but that's Mavur, is what I want to add, that even this Rosh, it's Mavur, that when it is Chal, your Oiver become Vasei. Right? Both in Simen, in Klal Yad Aleph, and Klal Ches, in two different Ifanim, how the case with the Shvuah is Chal, Levat al Mitzvah become Vasei, in both cases, Mavur and the Rosh, that we don't say like all other Rishayim say, that we say Sheval Taisa. Even though it's Chal, we say Sheval Taisa. Both the Gabi Rabbanon in Klal Yud Aleph, and in Klal Ches, Lagabe, where he learns Yishalmi that we're not going against the mitzvah directly, a Shavuah is Chal. In both cases, it's a Mavur and the Rosh, that when we say it's Chal, we don't say like all the other Shem, oh, it's Chal, but we tell you not we tell you not Maisa, not to Mekayim Yeshua. Sheval Tais Adif. In both cases, the Rosh says that no, we say go ahead and do it. So Al Kapanim, Legabe, the Ritva, Legabe, the Ar Shaila here, is a Shvuah Chal, Levatel mitzvahs leisa say midrabanan bekum vasei. So where we saw in our dva that we tell you sheval taisa, and even the Rajba, who some gedayah some shayim almost or gedayah kadmeinenu learn up in the Rajba that you are we you might see mekayim yeshua. Now we have a Farish Raj but not, and no Raj but Farish that you're over on Yeshua. And that's what the Mishnah Melech in Perik Dalad Malvaleva is also about Marichos, and he says, you know, the Advaz and the Maralbach, all these Gedol Kadmanenu, that they all say that there's Machlekes Rishayim over here. All the Rishonim that they're bringing, they're all, everyone's just saying it's Chal. But Maisa, we don't tell you to be over on this, even this Rabbanon, Meshav Al Taisa. They tell you the Dinis Meshav Al Taisa. So on that, you know, that seems to be the opinion of most Rishonim. But the Rosh would tell you that any case that's Chal, then we say, Taka, you're Mekayim Yeshua. you're kaim shum bekumva saying you're over on the iser. You're over on the iser. Which is very, that's, you know, but say that's even though the machlefayim has a steer in the rosh, legabe as a rabbanon, but legabe this nakuda, which is more important to me, that the rosh is not like all the rishayim, and the rosh holds that now we tell you benish belvat the mitzvah slice I say, right, where it's how we say you're over. And lefi the tshuva, lefi the klal yud aleph, it's mashma even yimainis the raisa. He doesn't say because muktz is drabanan. Even if luitzer would be the raisa, and if you didn't know there was Shabbos, right? It sounds like yimainis the raisa would tell you to once the shuva is chal, will tell you to be over on you to mekayim yeshuva. Kum vasei, which is pilaplayim. And all the Rishayim said in the Chavdalid that by Nishba, Bekoil, Levatel, Isidar Aisa, the Din is going to be Shavalt Aisa. And this, the Rosh seems to be arguing that. Not just by Drabbanan. Not just by Drabbanan. It's Maval Arayan. It's already Pilip Ployim. Huh? What's the matter,
why is it come out that you should be Levatel, the
Aisa, what?
Are you saying who's the rush? You should be
the rice of
the
concert. The rush in the tshuva, he talks about paying. Yeah, so he doesn't say because it's drabana. That's chal. He says the shvu is chal over there, right? Mm-hmm. Since you didn't know that it was Zion Nisan with Shabbos, the shvu is chal. Yeah, right. That's the basis of understanding your shalom, which is similar to the ritzba. Yeah. Shua shloichel matzah. Yes, you can't eat matzah l'pesach either. Why? Because I didn't say, not because of kailul, because I didn't say matzah l'pesach. I didn't specify matzah l'pesach. That's what he says. And he's not being mechalik by drabana deraisa.
What would be the pshat?
What?
What's the pshat that pasach should be pshat mitzvah deraisa? Who can I say?
I don't know what would be the pshat. You're right. That's what Lushanim says, Shavat Ha'isa. You have offsetting things. Yeah? You say Shavat Ha'isa.
Rebbe. What if he didn't know it was Shabbos and he made a shua like that he's gonna
smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
On Zion, I was thinking about that. On Zion Nisan. Instead of paying back the chayiv, you smoke a cigarette on Zion Nisan.
Something deraisa?
Huh?
So what? Rebbe's giving a case of stop with deraisa?
I'm on to be medayik in the rosh, even if it's deraisa. Because he doesn't say because it's drabon. That's machfarim's dig in the rosh. So, I was thinking about that just before. So what would be if a guy makes a shvua, smoke a cigarette on Zion Nisan, not realizing that Zion Nisan is Shabbos? What? Or Yantin. Oh, so the Radvaz got a. When the Radvaz over there says, Avada, it can't be that we tell him to Mekayim Yeshua, Yid Meinis Rabbanon. He says, Mekayim Batal called in Rabbanon. And if the guy wants to be a minister Rabbanon, he'll make a Shua to behave on the Rabbanon. See? Radvaz understood Boaz's mindset. Anyway, that's what he said. So, since it's too late to go to the next, there's just one more, then we'll just finish up. This again, there's one more point, which I wasn't necessarily talking about it, but the Rajman's in the Chufis in Tafresh Yedalah, there's one of the places where he talks about Shmuel Rabbanans. He wanted to be a Raya from the Rambam, that maybe the Rambam holds that a Shvua is not Chal Levatel Mitzvah Rabbanans. If the Rambam is mashma, the Shavuot is not chal about the mitzvah bonah. What's the raya from the Rambam? The Rambam that we just mentioned in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. What does the Rambam say? Our Mishnah betzim. Shlishes nishba levatos a mitzvah. Keitzak a goyin. She nishba shlo yisati betzitzis. Shlo yil bash tefillin. Shleish b'sukkah b'chag sukkah is lo yoichal matzah b'lel Pesach. Oy, she yisane b'shabbos yom tovim. Chen kol kiyotze b'zeh. He made a shvua. He's going to fast on Shabbos. Yeah? Says the Rajba. The fast on Shabbos, Pashas on Rabbanan. And yet the Rambam says, it's a Shvua Shav. If you make a Shvua to fast on Shabbos, you know, it's only a bitl the Rabbanan. Vaynik Shabbos, Kovit Shabbos. Yeah, but Chayr is only the Zoyin Rabbanan. Do we Kabbalah, but it's not the Raisa. Pash not the Raisa. So maybe it's Raj, but Chayr from the Rambam we see that he made Rabbanan, that Shavuah is not Chal, Levatel, Mitzvah the Rabbanan. That's Shavuah Shav. So the Raj, Ben Simon, Tafrej Yudalid, one after Tayag, now you remember it, there's the Rajma the Tshuva that maybe the Rambam holds that there's a Chiyuv, it's a Chiyuv the Raisa. It's the Raisa to fast, the Chiyuv the Raisa to eat something on Shabbos. That's what the Rajma wants to say. So maybe the Rajma, this has no Raya from the Rambam. Maybe he holds that's the Raisa. It's one of the places we talks about, you know, a nishbal to battle the dinner banan, kivina shal shalakim, whatever, etc. It means all the rais. Then he says, he means, you know, it means more chavdalid. Then he says, either Rambam. So he says, am shavas zarech lechel. He said, "Bef shalai mashu saber." Shaslus an is the raisa midamrin mebrachis el miata the gemara brachis what daf shabbos yom tayvim le al karchach achil hachinami things meant test and the sugi there about whether you have to be chayzer for tzei yav yavai yes we said b'shabbos yom le al karchach achil alma b'shabbos is sarach lecha pas. Not just to eat, not just not to fast. The chiyuv pas mit der aisa, do mit yomtiv. Tan rish shapet chsid beib erev teich lematzis. Because of chayim chayim lel sukkis, and meilu adin Shabbos. The chiyuv pas mit der aisa.